This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there is no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. Brothers and sisters, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always for every single moment that Allah gives us and every single opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us to get together for His sake, to learn more about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the religion of Allah, the prophets and the messengers of Allah. And we'll be talking about the stories of the prophets and messengers. And we'll be talking about the most comprehensive story in the Qur'an al-Kareem and the most detailed story in the Qur'an al-Kareem, which is the story of Musa alayhi salam, the most mentioned prophet and messenger in the Qur'an al-Kareem. And tonight is the 8th lesson that we talk about Musa. And you know what? We haven't finished yet. So there's 2 more lessons to go before we finish the story of Musa alayhi salam. And Musa alayhi salam is the most mentioned prophet and messenger in the Qur'an al-Kareem. More mentioned than any other prophet and messenger. We said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned 25 prophets and messengers in the Qur'an al-Kareem. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent over 124,000 prophet and messenger. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes mention of that in the hadith, but 25 are only mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem. We spoke about the second phase of the prophecy of Musa alayhi salam, which is Musa and Bani Israel. And that's after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel from Fir'aun and the army of Fir'aun. We all know that Bani Israel were oppressed and persecuted under the reign of Fir'aun and his people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed Fir'aun, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed the entire army of Fir'aun, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Bani Israel after they crossed the sea, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala paved the way for them. Right in the middle of the sea, a dry land, they walked over until the other side. And we heard what they did after they crossed the sea, rather thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they saw a tribe worshiping an idol. They said, "Oh Musa, why don't we make an idol for us to worship?" Subhanallah, after Allah saved you, and Allah after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you see miracles with your own eyes, now you want to replace Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with an idol? And then we spoke about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded and ordered Musa alayhi salam to come to him for 30 days in seclusion. And Musa alayhi salam left behind Harun taking care of the affairs of Bani Israel. But then, because of a mistake that Musa alayhi salam did, he had to stay 10 extra days to make up for the mistake that he did. So from 30 days became 40 days. Bani Israel waiting for Musa alayhi salam. During that moment, they turned on Harun alayhi salam and they start to worship a golden calf. That later on, when Musa returned, he returned with the tablets from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the commandments of Allah azza wa jal. And fast forwarding what we spoke about last week, he returned with the tablets from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the tablets? A block of rock, wallahu a'lam, block of rocks that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had written his commands in. It's more than one, it's not just one. Some narrations say two, some narrations say three or four. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to them in the Quran al-Kareem, alwah, tablets. With the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the commandments of Allah azza wa jalla written on them. And some of the scholars say the 10 commandments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa alayhi salam is the actual Torah, the Old Testament, and they were written on tablets. And then after Musa alayhi salam had reprimanded Bani Israel for them worshipping this golden calf, he cast the golden calf in the sea and he punished the person that was behind it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished him. His name was As-Samiri. Fast forwarding, when Musa alayhi salam returned back to Bani Israel, returned back with the tablets and the commandments from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is also the Torah, he said, "Take what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you." So what did Bani Israel respond back to Musa alayhi salam? After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown them miracles with their own eyes, not one, two, three, more than 10 miracles they saw with their own eyes, they experienced with their own eyes, they told Musa alayhi salam, no, we're not going to take these commandments from Allah lightly. We need to look into them. Even if you're a prophet and messenger, we need to look into those commandments. What does Allah want from us? What doesn't want from us? Whatever we agree to, we're going to follow. Whatever we don't agree to, we're not going to follow. Allahu Akbar. Now, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saved you, and after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown you all those miracles, you are refusing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands? So Musa says, Allah tells you to take those commandments by force. You don't have the option for you to negotiate. There's no compromise on them. They said, no. Give it to us. We will study them. Whatever we'll agree to, we will adhere to. Whatever we don't agree to, we're not going to adhere to. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grabbed a mountain, the mountain of Tur, and made that mountain fly above their heads. And the mountain was right above their heads, like a cloud. And the mountain spoke to them and said to them, خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةِ وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِي. Take what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded you to take and act upon it. That's when they prostrated and said, now we take it. Now we take it. We stopped at that. I still remember. What happened after that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to honor some members from Bani Israel. When we say the children of Israel, we're referring to a race who are Israelis. But what's their religion? Islam. So the Muslim Israelis, like how you've got a Muslim Arab, Indian Arab, they were also Israeli Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to honor some members from Bani Israel. Remember what we mentioned, while Musa alayhi salam was in that seclusion for 30 days, then extended to 40 days, they started to worship that golden calf. All Bani Israel, we're talking about 600,000 people in that nation, all of them worshiped that golden calf, except 70. Part of that repentance, we mentioned that last week, for those that worshipped that calf and they wanted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them, they had to repent. Right now you, as a member of the nation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you commit a sin, you want to repent, between you and Allah tonight, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your repentance and Allah will forgive you if you are genuine and sincere in your repentance. But as a punishment to Bani Israel, those that worshipped that calf, those that worshipped that golden calf, if they wanted to repent from that major sin and mistake, they had to repent to Allah Azza wa Jal by killing themselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in the Quran al-Kareem, فَتُوبُوا إِلَىٰ بَارِئِكُمْ فَاقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Kill yourself if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. So some members from Bani Israel did so. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَجِدَنَّمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَىٰ حَيَاءِ. You'll find them so eager and keen to stay alive. Some members from Bani Israel wanted to repent to Allah Azza wa Jalla, so they killed themselves. They were genuine. Allah accepted their repentance. Allah forgave them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would deal with them. Out of the entire nation of Bani Israel, they all worshipped the calf, which means they denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They went against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders. Except 70 men from Bani Israel who did not worship that calf. But with a big but, with a big hollered but. Yes, they didn't worship the calf, but they were sitting on the fence when it came to Musa alayhi salam. They weren't also 100% with Musa alayhi salam. So they didn't worship the calf. They had doubts in that calf. But at the same time, it's not like they were so loyal to Musa alayhi salam. Said, no, 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 we're going to stick to our prophet and messenger, Musa alayhi salam. They were in two minds. We mentioned also the story about how Musa alayhi salam reprimanded his brother Harun and grabbed him in front of Imran and dragged him by his beard. And then he said, why you embarrass him in front of other people? I tried to do what I can do, but they wanted to kill me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to honor some members from Bani Israel, the 70 men who did not worship that golden calf, but at the same time they were sitting on the fence. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salam to bring the 70 men and let them hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak to Musa. What an honor. Allah wanted to honor them. And that honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to honor, the 70 men who were considered to be the best, but the best of the worst. But they weren't good, they were the best of the worst. It's not like they didn't worship the calf as a form of loyalty and obedience to Musa alayhi salam. They didn't worship the calf, but at the same time, they weren't that loyal to Musa alayhi salam. They weren't that obedient to Musa alayhi salam. We're talking about the best 70 out of Bani Israel. The absolute best 70 out of the entire nation of Bani Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to honor them. Allah makes mention in the Quran al-Kareem, وَاخْتَارَ مُوسَى قَوْمَهُ سَبْعِينَ رَجُلًا لِمِيقَاتِنَا. Musa alayhi salam had chosen 70 men from his nation to come and listen to us. Listen to who? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to Musa. We all know Allah says in the Quran Kareem, Wa kallama Allah Musa taklima. Allah had spoken to Musa regularly. Musa is a prophet, a messenger that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak to you regularly. So now Musa alayhi salam takes the 70 men who are the best of people from Bani Israel and goes to the mountain of Tur, where he spoken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before. And that's where he was in seclusion for 30 days and then extended to 40 days. So Musa alayhi salam, 70 men from Bani Israel, get together in the mountain of Tur. And then Musa alayhi salam takes a few steps forward, while the 70 men are behind him. And then a big, dark cloud comes and covers them all. No one can see anyone. And then the amazing miracle takes place. Allah speaks to Musa, and the 70 men are listening to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing Musa. You know, subhanAllah, I'm saying it, and my body's shivering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you could hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to Musa. How does Allah speak? In what form? In a way that suits him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Musa alayhi salam. Musa spoke back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the 70 men who are surrounded by dark clouds that they can't see anyone are listening to Allah speaking to Musa. I ask you about Allah. If you were one of the 70 men and you were with Musa alayhi salam, and he's a prophet, a messenger of Allah, he's not playing around, and you are honored like there are 70 men to be in that presence of listening to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you put yourself in that position, what would you be? Allahu Akbar. This is Allah. Allah is speaking to Musa alayhi salam. Your iman will boost. This will strengthen your iman and empower you with iman. Allahu Akbar. I'm listening to Allah addressing a prophet, a messenger. You know, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to Musa and there are 70 men who are considered to be what? The best of people from Bani Israel. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to Musa and they listened to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to Musa and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered them with clouds, then Allah cleared the clouds. You know, there are 70 men where they turned around and told Musa, you are playing games with us. If that's really Allah speaking to you, let us see him. Allahu Akbar. If that's true, if that's really the Allah, the one that we just heard speaking to you, is your Lord, your Rabb, then why doesn't he just show himself to us? You know what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them a thunder that destroyed them all and killed them all. 70 men from the best of men of Bani Israel were all killed at once. Subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jalla just honored you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you this honor and privilege for you to accompany Musa alayhi salam and to listen to Allah speaking to Musa, rather than you being on your knees prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and appreciating this honor. Now you doubt Musa and you doubt Allah and you want Allah to expose himself to you and you want Allah to show himself to you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his anger, Allah destroyed them all. Imagine, 7 of them collapsed. Their lives were taken. You know what? I feel for Musa alayhi salam. فَلَمَّا أَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةِ Allah says, when the thunder came upon them, what type of thunder? Allahu A'lam. Allah shook the grounds beneath them and Allah sent a thunder on them that destroyed them all. 70 of them. 70 men. They were all killed at once. Musa turns around, sees the best of 70 of the men of Bani Israel, the best 70 men of Bani Israel, all dead. He said, قَالَ رَبِّ لَوْ شِئْتَ أَهْلَكْتَ وَمِنْ قَبْلُ أَيَّا. Ya Allah, it's up to you. It's your decree. You want to destroy them or destroy me? But Ya Rabb, I left with 70 men from Bani Israel who I consider to be the best and the most righteous 7 men of Bani Israel. Now I return back with no one. What am I going to tell Bani Israel? That the best people amongst you, Allah destroyed them all at once? What's Bani Israel going to say? That because the more righteous you become, the more obedient to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish you? That's the perception they're going to have. So Musa alayhi salam, You could imagine he stands, you could imagine his position looking around. Ya Rab, I came with 70 men from Bani Israel, the best 70 men of Bani Israel, the best of men, the best and the most righteous people of Bani Israel. Now I go back to Bani Israel and say to them, what? That the best people amongst you, Allah destroyed them. How would Bani Israel take that? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listen to what happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revived them all. They were dead. Dead corpses. Dead bodies. All of them are dead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revived them back, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought them back to life. ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ. And the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought them back alive, not all at once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revived one. So this one that came back alive to see the one that's dead, to be revived. So he doesn't say, wallahi, what happened? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not revive them all at once. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revived them one by one. So they could see each other dead, coming back alive. To witness how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the death back, or the dead back alive. Do you think they learned? Imagine you yourself experienced death and then Allah brought you back to life. You know what I'll do? I'm not going to talk to anyone. I'll be in that corner just worshiping Allah. These people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them hear Him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took their lives and souls away. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla brought them back alive. Do you think that these people adhered? Do you think these people surrendered? Do you think these people submitted? They became even worse. ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ. We brought you back alive after you were dead. 70 of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala struck them and took their lives away. And then 70 of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought them back alive. فَلَمَّا أَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةِ قَالَ رَبِّ لَوْ شِئْتَ أَهْلَكْتَهُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَإِيَّاهِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took their souls, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala killed them all, He said, Ya Allah, if you wanted, you could destroy them and destroy me with them. It's up to you. أَتُهْلِكُنَا بِمَا فَعَلَ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَّا. Ya Allah, you destroy us because of the deeds of the evil people. إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا فِتْنَتُكْ. Look, subhanAllah, Musa, Ya Rabb, you do what you want. It's up to you. It's your decree. It's your order. Whatever you want. But Ya Allah, what am I going to go and tell Bani Israel? That the best people amongst you, Allah destroyed them. They'll all turn on me. إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا فِتْنَتُكَ تُضِلُّ بِهَا مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَهْدِي بِهَا مَنْ تَشَاءُ أَنْتَ وَلِيُّنَا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْغَافِرِينَ. Ya Allah, forgive us and have mercy upon us. وَاكْتُبْ لَنَا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. He started to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jalla replied back to Musa alayhi salam, قَالَ عَذَابِي أُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ أَشَاءُ وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied back to Musa. After Musa saying, Ya Allah, whatever you want. It's your punishment. It's your rahmah. You do with your punishment whatever you want. You deal with your rahmah the way you want. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, my punishment, I punish whoever I want. And my mercy encompasses everyone. Subhanallah. Allah didn't say my punishment encompasses everyone. My mercy encompasses everyone. Does that believe in me? Does that don't believe in me? But my punishment, I punish it whoever I want. So Musa alayhi salam, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them, he returned back to Bani Israel. After Musa alayhi salam returned back to Bani Israel, they're on a mission. Their mission, they've been taken out of Egypt, and now they've been promised the Holy Land. Go to the Holy Land. And these are the verses that are recited in Salat al-Isha. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ جَعَلَ فِيكُمْ أَنْبِيَاءَ وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكًا وَآتَاكُمْ مَا لَمْ يُؤْتِ أَحَدًا مِنْ عَالَمٍ. When Musa alayhi salam reminded his people, all my people, all my nation, thank Allah. Be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Allah azza wa jal had chosen you and made prophets and messengers from amongst you, and Allah made you kings. يَا قَوْمِ ادْخُلُوا الْأَرْضَ الْمُقَدَّسَةَ الَّتِي كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken Bani Israel from Egypt. And Allah saved them from the tyranny and the persecution of Fir'aun and his people. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the promised land, the holy land. ادْخُلُوا الْأَرْضَ الْمُقَدَّسَةَ الَّتِي كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Enter the holy land that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised you. What holy land is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referring to? There's two narrations. It's been mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Ilya. Ilya. So the holy land and the promised land was Ilya. Some of the scholars say Ilya is Jerusalem, Bayt al-Maqdis. Other scholars say it was Ariha, Jericho. Whatever it is, Allahu A'lam, it's most likely it's Jerusalem. But whether it's Jerusalem or Jericho, Allahu A'lam. It makes more sense that it's Jerusalem because Ishaq alayhi salam and his son Yaqub, Israel, another name for Yaqub is Israel, they were the ones who built Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem. So these are the children of Israel. Go back to where your father came from, which is Jerusalem. Regardless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-Bayt al-Muqaddasa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised Bani Israel the promised land. Yaqamat khulul ard al-Muqaddasa. Enter the sacred land, the holy land, the promised land. Allati kataba Allahu lakum, the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had written for you. Wala tartaddu ala adbarikum fatanqalibu khasirin. But don't go back. Don't turn back, otherwise you lose. قالوا يا موسى إن فيها قوما جبارين. Let's say it was Jerusalem, Ilya. Regardless of the narration, but let's say it was Jerusalem, that's the promised land, the holy land that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised Bani Israel. But at the end of the day, they were what? Jews or Muslims? They were Muslims. There's no such thing called Judaism. They were Bani Israel, who are Muslims? The children of Israel. Who's Israel? Prophet and Messenger. Israel, Yaqub. We've spoken about his story before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Bani Israel to enter the promised land, the holy land, and fight the people of that land and then turn back. They said, O Musa, قالوا يا موسى إن فيها قوما جبارين. O Musa, we know the people that live in that land. There are gigantic people there. Jabbarin, tyrant, big people. They were known as the Kanaaniyin. They were humongous people. And they told Musa, Musa, these people are very well experienced people when it comes to wars and fighting. We, us, Bani Israel, we're farmers. We've been enslaved for the last 4 centuries, 400 years. We haven't even carried a weapon for a very long time. You want us to face and confront these humongous people, Jabbarin? So they said to Musa, Musa, we are not going to fight. Subhanallah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed to Musa alayhi salam, told Bani Israel to march towards the promised and holy land and to fight, and I guarantee them victory. Just gain. Fight. And Allah Azza wa Jalla guarantees you victory. Do you want a better guarantee than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guarantee? So they said, Ya Musa, إن فيها قوما جبارين وإنا لن ندخلها حتى يخرج منها فإن يخرج منها فإن داخل. أو موسى, in that promised holy land that your Lord, with full disrespect to Musa عليه السلام, that your Lord had promised us, in that land it's been inhabited and it's been resided by gigantic جبارين, tyrant, big massive people that have a very strong reputation in fighting, they've always won. We're not going to enter that land until the people of that land come out of that land. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa, you know what? قَالَ رَجُلَانِ مِنَ الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَدْخُلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْبَابِ فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمُوهُ فَإِنَّكُمْ غَالِبُونَ. Allah revealed to Musa alayhi salam, the first revelation, go in and fight. They said no. Go in and fight and it's guaranteed victory. They said no. So Allah revealed to Musa, okay, tell Bani Israel just to march, not to fight, and I'm going to give him victory. You can't ask for a better deal than this. Just march. Go in. Don't fight. But march. Just march towards that holy land, Ilya, Jerusalem, or whatever city it is. Just march towards that city. Walk through the gates of that city and we guarantee you victory. Don't even have to carry a weapon. قَالَ رَجُلَانَ, two men from the nation of Bani Israel, from the people of Musa. Two men. They said, fear Allah, march through the door and Allah will give you victory. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُ, depend on Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills his promise. Who are those two men? It's a big mistake that some people say two men from Bani Israel. No, those two men were Musa and Harun. found that 70 righteous men did not even support Musa and Harun. So he told them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, just march, move forward, enter the land, go through the gates of this city, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you victory. So they responded back to him and they said, قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى إِنَّا لَن نَدْخُلَهَا أَبَدًا مَا دَامُوا فِيهَا فَاذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّهَا هُنَا قَاعِدُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla makes mention of that in Surah Al-Ma'idah, where they responded back to Musa alayhi salam after he told them, just march, then find Allah who give you victory. They said, oh Musa, go you and your Lord. We are not going inside, we are not going to fight, we're not even going to march, we're not even going to walk through that gate until the people of that land walk out of it. Say, go you and your Lord. Look at the disrespect. Go you and your Lord. Fight on our behalf. We are waiting outside this land. When you win, call us, we'll come in. قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى إِنَّا لَن نَدْخُلَهَا أَبَدًا. Oh Musa, we will not enter that land until they are out of it. Until they come out of it. فَذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ. Go you and your Lord. Look at the disrespect. Go you and your Lord. Fight. We are waiting here. When you win and you get rid of them, call us. So Musa alayhi salam, 600,000 people, an entire nation from Bani Israel, Musa alayhi salam. No support. No one. Just me and Harun. Where's the rest? Let at least you 70 people fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you hear him, and Allah Azza wa Jalla killed you and then brought you back alive and you saw it with your own eyes. No one. Zero support. Not even one person. Not even one person from Bani Israel supported Musa alayhi salam and Harun. So Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي لَا أَمْلِكُ إِلَّا نَفْسِي وَأَخِي. Look at that verse. Musa alayhi salam turned around and said, Ya Allah, it's only me and my brother. Who's his brother? Prophet. Prophet who? Harun. Ya Rab, it's only me and my brother. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي لَا أَمْلِكُ إِلَّا نَفْسِي وَأَخِي فَفْرُقْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Ya Allah, don't punish me and my brother because of these bad people. Don't punish us because of those disobedience. So what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do to Bani Israel? Allah punished them. Allah honored them. Allah made them see miracles. And then Allah told them, I'm going to give you this land, the promised land. Just march, walk, don't fight. And you'll get it. And they refused. And they turned against Musa alayhi salam in a very disrespectful way. But during the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he asked the Sahaba to help him and support him in the Battle of Badr, Al-Miqdad got up and he told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you think we're going to say to you what Bani Israel told Musa, go you and your Lord fight. We are sitting over here, O Messenger of Allah, Muhammad, by Allah, we're going to say to you, go you and your Lord fight. We are coming with you. These are the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is Bani Israel. Go you and your Lord fight. We are here. So Allah punished them. What's the punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished Bani Israel? قَالَ فَإِنَّهَا مُحَرَّمَةٌ عَلَيْهِمْ 40 سَنَةٌ يَتِيهُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah punished Bani Israel, the punishment of being lost. L-O-S-T, lost. Lost in the lands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them, a punishment for 40 years. 40 years, a punishment called the punishment of tih in the Quran al-Kareem, the punishment of being lost, wandering in the lands, can't find any city or town or village. One of them will say, oh no, there's a city over there. They'll travel and travel and travel and end up where they started from. Khalas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them wander. Allah azza wa jal made them lost and wander in the lands. That's it. 40 years. Allah honored you and Allah Azza wa Jal was going to give you the promised land, the sacred land, for you to start all over again. Regain your honor and your respect. But you wanted to go against the commands of Allah, Allah punished them. 40 years. 40 years. Lost in the desert. Can't find any land. Can't find any city. Can't find any village. Can't find a town. Lost in the desert.
Travel in the desert. That's it. Is it hard on Allah to do so? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of lands. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of mankind. 40 years. يَتِيهُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَلَا تَأْسَ عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ Allah told Musa, don't feel sorry for the disobedient people. That's how they want to act. That's how they want it. That's what they get. So Allah punished Bani Israel 40 years to be lost and wandering in the lands. Can't find a city, a town, a village, nothing. Lost 40 years in the desert. Why 40 years? Some of the scholars have an opinion on it. Because 40 years, that's when an old generation goes and a new generation comes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to clean them all out. Allah wanted to clean the old generation that worshipped that calf and turned against Allah and turned against the Prophet and Messenger. Allah wanted to clean them all out. 40 years. And that's why after 40 years, Bani Israel entered the promised land. The old generation is gone, a new generation came in. So 40 years. Okay. You think about it, 40 years, okay, like 40 years, stuck in the desert. They need food. They need water. They need shelter. They need garments and clothes. Oh, Musa, look what you... The disrespect they had to Musa alayhi salam. Look what Allah did to us. Well, it's your fault. Allah told you go and get this promised land, this holy land, but you're the one that refused. He even told you just walk in and don't even fight. And Allah Azza wa Jalla will give you. So like someone told you, come to work, don't even work and I'll pay you. But no. I'll get paid staying at home. Doesn't work that way. Doesn't even work that way for you even to come to work and not work. So they start to reprimand Musa alayhi salam. They were very disrespectful to Musa alayhi salam, to Harun alayhi salam. Look what your Lord did to us now. We are lost. We can't even find the land. Yes, Allah Azza wa Jalla is punishing you. You went against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You went against the orders of Allah. Allah is punishing you. Okay. How are we going to eat? So Musa alayhi salam said, Ya Rab, I'm stuck with these people. Food. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, وَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fed them 3 meals every single day, in the morning, midday, and the evening. Man and salwa. Birds, during every meal, birds will come right in their hands. I don't have to go and hunt them. Birds. Breakfast, birds come right in their hands. Birds, straight away, come into their hands. Slaughter, eat. And then on top of that, don't you want dessert? Wasalwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made, Allah azza wa jalla will make the trees nearby them start leaking sweet. A liquid sweet. 3 meals. Open buffet. You don't have to go and hunt for food. Allah will make those birds come right in their hands. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the sweet leak from the trees nearby. Okay. What about water? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Musa, grab this rock. Strike it with your stick. He had a rock. He strikes it with his stick. 12 springs will start gushing for every tribe from Bani Israel. Bani Israel were divided into 12 tribes because Israel had 12 children. Every tribe drinks from one spring. A rock, big massive rock, strike it, 12 springs. Okay, what about when we move? Carry it, stops flowing. Put it underground, starts to flow. Miracles! Allahu Akbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even makes mention of that in the Quran al-Kareem. Alright. What about shelter? We're going to be stuck under the sun? وَظَلَّنَّ عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sheltered them with clouds. Always above their heads, clouds. Allah shaded them and Allah sheltered them with clouds. They move, the clouds move with them. They stop, the clouds stop. What about garments? No problems. Have one garment. When your kids grow, we're going to make the garment also grow with it. Do you think they were satisfied? Subhanallah. Every single day, those birds, every single day, the same food. Musa had enough. We can't handle it anymore. What then he ask Allah? يخرج لنا مما تنبت الأرض من بقلها وقثائها وفومها وعدسها وبصلها. We're not happy with this food. We're eating this food every single day. Ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to implant crops for us. We're on full. Beans, adas, lentils, garlic, onions. طب الله سبحانه وتعالى sending you the best of food. And now you want to go and replace it with garlic? Want to go and replace it with onion? You want to go and replace it with beans? Subhanallah, very abrupt, very rude. It's not like they appreciate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them. It's not like they are grateful of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saved them from Bani Israel, and Allah showed them those miracles, and Allah granted them and granted them and granted them. You wonder why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeated the mentioning of the story of Musa alayhi salam Bani Israel? Look what Musa alayhi salam encountered. That's why Allah had honored this nation to be the best nation. You haven't even seen the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You haven't even seen any of the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And look at you right now, sacrificing the sacrifice because you want to be with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 40 years stuck in the desert. Food was provided. Water was provided. Shelter was provided. Clothing was provided. For 40 years. During the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon Bani Israel in the 40 years, a number of events took place. One of them, Musa alayhi salam meets with Al-Khidr, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of that story in Surah Al-Kahf that we'll talk about next week. The other important one is the cow. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named an entire surah as the cow, the Baqarah. What's the cow? What has the story of the cow got to do with this surah and Musa alayhi salam? And what happened during that event? Insha'Allah next week. Jazakumullah khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who listen and hear and act upon what they listen and hear. Subhanaka Allah, hamdak, nashadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
This person's destiny. Inshallah, Jannah, Jannah, Jannah.